Today's show is brought to you by Summer Bodies. Only 1% of the population have them, but we have to see them all day on social media.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Wakey, wakey. This is going to get your attention, I tell you, man.
We got a great show tonight.
Do you know what time it is?
Nope.
But I did say it would get your attention.
Oh, it's early morning, actually.
Whoa, don't attack before I've had my coffee.
Just calmly pour yourself a cup of joe and focus.
Get yourself a cup of coffee.
Wake yourself up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Let the games begin.
Yep, The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
All right, so I totally loaded the Monday show open, and that's how much of a Monday this actually is, and on a Tuesday. I mean, honestly, I came in here totally thinking that it was Monday. And now we're just going to have to live with it. I mean, it feels like Monday. It's dreary. I'm tired. We got a lot of work to do. We have a short work week, but that doesn't help because we're going to have to jam all that stuff in 4 days. And no, I did not relax at the pool yesterday because, well, it was dreary. It was cold. So, no, there was no relaxing at the pool yesterday. There was no Memorial Day picnic. There were burgers. Tab made them in the air fryer. Well, I mean, we don't have any outdoor space at the house, and so, you know, we got rid of my grill. I said we got rid of my grill. What do I have for that? I have nothing for that. I just have nothing.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yeah. So we got rid of my grill like 10 years ago, 11 years ago when we moved in. And there's no outdoor space. And then, like, when we moved in, we were going to be there 5 years tops. Okay? That was the game plan. 5 years tops. And then we were buying a house with a yard and a deck. And someplace I could put a grill, which would have been glorious. It would have been. And then, you know what happened around that time? The pandemonium. Yeah. So we're like, well, we're not going to buy a house now. We're just going to shelter in place. It's just 2 weeks, you know, flatten the curve, you know, so we decided, well, you know, let's not make any rash moves, no big moves right now. We'll just kind of hunker in place for a little bit, and then a little bit went another 6 years. 5 years. And so here we are. Hi there. So, it is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that feels like a Monday. Coming up, I believe I can fly? No, I believe that Megan Huffman will be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg. At least she's usually, typically, on the docket for a Tuesday. Bill Bodine is AWOL. He's out of town. That was so Pittsburgh. He's out of town. He's gone downtown and that. Yeah, Bill's off today. He's out of town. And so you get me. And if Megan joins us, you get Megan. And if Megan brings a guest, you get the guest. And that's how much planning has gone into today's show. We have spared no expense whatsoever. Also, well, we do have this. Of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in the news. Of course, we've got not headline news. And of course, we've got this. Americans are the world's most prolific swearers. Yeah. There have been studies. Okay. And is it wrong to feel oddly patriotic about this? Or as they say in the UK, patriotic?
Hello!
is it wrong to be proud of the fact that America swears more than any other English-speaking country? Now, the research was done in Australia, and I think they're mad about it. I think they wanted to be the number one swearers in the world. But here it seems that we, in two separate studies, are the number one swearers in the world. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to try not to drop an F-bomb. And then our top list, top reasons Americans swear more than anyone else. All right, that's all on the way. Yeah, I mean, I actually came into work yesterday because it. I mean, what was the point? What was the point? I woke up and there's let me couch this by saying, I am all for the renovation of old buildings downtown. I am all for the revitalization of downtown. This is one of the reasons that I moved here. This is one of the reasons that I live downtown, is because of all the things that keep cropping up, all the new businesses, all the revitalization of these beautiful, beautiful old historic buildings, and the repurposing of these, you know, big old buildings. I absolutely, positively love it. You know what I don't love? I don't love waking up on Memorial Day when I'm supposed to have the day off to beep, 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 beep. All effing morning. All effing morning. All effing day. Okay? I don't like it. I'm starting to grow weary of it. And this is not just a recent thing. This was I know, you're all saying, oh, poor Mike, you know, you blah 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 blah. You could always move wherever you want to and you wouldn't have a big, you know, tractor thing and a big scissor lift thing and a big thing and a whole construction crew right below your window. You wouldn't have any of that. But yeah, I know. I love our house. I have for a long time. That's been this, I guess this is the recurring theme of today's show. But It started with the demolition of the parking deck right next to us on Church Street, and that was almost a year of hearing beep beep beep. I mean, constant, and not only was it during the work day, okay, but it was on weekends. It was in the evenings. It was on. It was during holidays. It was during American holidays, and all the way up to New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, constant, and it was nonstop. And now it's the buildings behind us, and I'm just starting to grow weary. I still encourage you to come to downtown. It is beautiful. There's plenty of things to do. There's plenty of parking. Don't let that one dick, you know, that gets on Living in Lynchburg or whatever the hell that Facebook page is. There's no place to park. Yeah, there is. Just take a look. Go to Downtown Lynchburg Association's website, downtownlynchburg.com. There's a parking map. There's over 3,000 free parking spaces. There are parking garages that you can pay to be in. There's on-street parking is free during the weekends. It's don't listen to that dick. But I digress. I guess I just had to get it off my chest. I think I did. I have a little bit of frustration that I needed to vent, and I have vented it. And are you entertained or are you annoyed? Weigh in on the comments. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about America swearing, the world's most prolific swearers in the English speaking world. That's to come. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH to the world.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
We understand you're upset that Southwest started charging for baggage. Guess what? We don't care. Who else are you going to use? Frontier? That's like taking a bus that flies. Spirit? The airline where the cockroaches complain about the passengers? Sorry, but if you want a cheap flight that doesn't expose you to hepatitis, we're all you got. So stop whining and pay the baggage fee. Also, get ready to sit on the tarmac for an hour because your flight's delayed. Southwest Airlines, got a problem with that? Kiss our butt.
The Mike Show, good Lord. If that isn't something to swear about. They started to charge for checked bags. Moving forward, the first two checked bags will no longer be free. So that was a message from their CEO. Anyway, swearing. I am not okay. I don't typically swear in public. I don't typically swear, in front of the kids. I just don't. I kind of check myself before I rickety wreck myself. Occasionally I have a few choice words, when in an argument or in an agitated state, perhaps. Maybe, I don't know. Well, anyway, researchers in Australia analyzed almost 2 million web pages from 340,000 sites, and they found that America swears more than any other country. And this is an even bigger study. There were two studies that they did, but this is an even bigger study. They analyzed over 1.7 billion total words. F yeah! And they found the U.S. leads all other English-speaking nations in online cursing. Around one in every 3,000 words that we write is a curse word. In the UK,
hello!
They're next at one in every 4,200 words. Then Australia at one in every 4,500 words. So now one in 3,000 might not sound like a lot until you think about all the news sites and other websites that never use swear words. The stat for blogs is even higher. Around one in every 2,300 words on American blogs is a curse word. They went pretty broad with what counts as swearing, though. The 597 words they scanned for include everything from the F-bomb to more benign things like jerk and crap. And they even included misspellings, like the F word with 20 U's, like F-U. Anyway, the Aussie researchers behind the study almost seemed angry that Australia didn't rank first. They suggested the results might be different with spoken language. Quote, one possible explanation is that Australians are more conservative when they write, but not so much when they're face-to-face. Either way, congrats, America. When it comes to cussing, we're pretty damn good at it. All right, so that brings us to our top list. With this study finding that Americans curse more than any other country on Earth. Well, that's right, baby. We're effing number one. Find out why with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons Americans swear more than anyone else. All right, here we go. Number one, America's team, Dallas Cowboys. Have you watched them play in the last two decades? Top reasons Americans swear more than anyone else. Airplane seats are getting smaller at the same time our asses are getting larger. Top reasons Americans swear more than anyone else. We have to make up for that country up north who can't even make eye contact. Emotional support, Canadians. Top reasons Americans swear more than anyone else. We just graduated from college with $150,000 in debt and zero in job opportunities. It's a natural reaction when we step on the scale. As evidenced by the commercial you heard, Southwest started charging for bags. Top reasons Americans swear more than anyone else. Hey, you try watching Tom Cruise hang from an airplane and without screaming, F yeah! I mean, come on, right? And top reasons Americans swear more than anyone else. You try driving past a Cybertruck without screaming, F you!
Cybertruck!
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. So, coming up. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we've got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Memorial Day weekend set a record at movie theaters. The record? Stickiest floors. Britney Spears lit a cigarette on an airplane. She put it out after the flight attendant explained she wasn't flying Spirit. Pit bulls have been named the most dangerous dog breed. You can read more about it in the latest issue of the New England Journal of No Duh. And an investment group is in talks to buy OnlyFans for $8 billion. However, for $9 billion, they can get OnlyFans to do some really dirty stuff. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday that feels like a Monday, looking out at the Tower Cam position number 4 on our Facebook Live video simulcast at the river. It's overcast. It's a little foggy in certain spots. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist. We don't have anybody because we can't afford one. All right. Get rid of that. The holiday weekend might have whet your appetite for a full vacation. It certainly did for me. And the perfect trip, I said the perfect trip, may be an 11-day stay in Cleveland. That is if you're from Buffalo. A new report claims that the perfect vacation lasts 11 days and is 3 hours from home. So Cleveland is about 3 hours from Buffalo. The perfect trip would also cost an average of $8,800 per person. This does not sound like the perfect trip for me. It seems high, unless it includes a 3-hour flight. And even then, you'd also be treating yourself because that's about $800 a day. That seems way too much. I don't want to do that. What I want to do is I want to go to the place at the beach and not spend so much money. I just want to sit on the beach. Along with 63% of other people, they would be looking for somewhere at a beach. 53% want to enjoy the great outdoors. 43% want to explore major cities or historical locations. 31% like outdoor activities or attractions with landmarks. Of course, travel can be stressful. So the perfect trip needs to be a situation where you can completely relax and unwind and create new memories. Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? No, sorry. All right, coming up, we are going to get so smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs. And that's what I'm talking about.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Wrong story. Here, right story. Number one, no two lava lamps will ever be able to produce the exact same flow pattern, even if they're manufactured in the exact same way and are from the same batch. Number two, a University of Oklahoma dining hall is the only one to have an all-you-can-care-to-eat Chick-fil-A in the world. An all-you-can-care-to-eat Chick-fil-A. Number three. Every character on The Simpsons only has four fingers on their hand, except for God, who has five, when he's appeared in Homer's various visions and dreams. Number four, Mount Vesuvius in Italy is still an active volcano. No. And 700,000 people would need to be immediately evacuated if it erupted again. And number five, there hasn't been an NFL game with a final score of 7-0 in over 40 years. The last time was December 4, 1983, when the Patriots beat the Saints 7-0. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the... what is today? Today is the Tuesday edition. I know. It does. It feels so much like a Monday. All right. Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Cher, Greater Lynchburg. And we're going to be talking with some folks that are responsible for... Let me pull it up. I know, I got it right here. I got it. I'm attempting to open it. There we go. The White Rock Community Hub. They've got a celebration coming up Friday and Saturday, May 30th and 31st. They've got a building tour and a final presentation and community celebration. That is all taking place at the White Rock Baptist Church and Buena Vista Street, depending on how you pronounce it. And we're going to talk more from the folks responsible. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory.
That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. It really feels like Monday, though. I mean, this is like the most Monday Tuesday that has ever happened. It just feels that way. But Megan's joining us, so it has to be Tuesday. She is from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And she each and every Tuesday brings us a guest. And today is no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. That feels like a Monday. Yes, I'm excited that Sharon Manana from WPA was able to join us today. And we've been corresponding over the last few months regarding the White Rock Community Hub program and just working on bringing different nonprofits to the table to discuss how that space could be utilized by different nonprofits in our community. So it's been an awesome example of how Share and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation could sort of aggregate some nonprofits together around a common theme. And the output of all of those conversations and all of that hard work is happening this Friday and Saturday. So we brought Sharon on to tell you more about ways that our community can come together and kind of celebrate the next steps at White Rock.
Very, very cool. Well, Sharon, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us and taking time today. Tell us about the White Rock Community Hub. Tell us from the idea behind it and the inception, and then you're very, very far along. We're to the point where you're going to be touring, and we're looking for folks that can utilize the facilities. Tell us where the idea came from and what all we can expect.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Mike and Megan. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'm Sharon Manana, as you heard, with WPA Work Program Architects. We are one of the consultants working with the city of Lynchburg to facilitate a community-led, city-supported effort to renovate the historic White Rock Elementary School into a community asset. So our team has been working with the community for several months now, and we're nearing the end of our work with the team. We actually, yes, you can look on the city website and learn more about this project. There's some historic photos to give you some context, but the idea really came from the community. What would they like to benefit that space? It was a former Head Start program, and so the community was really looking for something that would serve all ages. And when we were last with the community, they had various pitches all alluding to what would be a community center or something along those lines. So really excited to tour the building with the community this Friday. It's optional from 4 to 6 p.m. Our team will be there to answer questions. We'll have boards to help you visualize what the spaces look like upon entering. And then on Saturday, we'll have our final presentation, so you can have a final look at everything we've heard up until this point. You know, some folks wanted a computer lab or city support, whereby periodically city staff would remote desk into some of these spaces and they could offer various supports that the community would want. We're also, the city is looking to partner with nonprofits that could supplement some of the programming they're providing through the library or Parks and Rec. There's a cafeteria building adjacent to the basement first floor. There's also a police substation. So really all the things that the community has asked for, we've tried to fit within this facility. The spaces are also quite large, so we're looking forward to seeing what sorts of partnerships could emerge from working with the city and the community.
Well, this is tremendous. How long from the time, and you may have answered this already, but how long from the time that folks kind of envisioned the use of this space to now? How long has that been?
We kicked off in September of last year. Okay. And our team, we literally went door to door and just tried to get the community excited about the possibilities. We also went to, regular meeting spots where people hang out and just say, hey, we have some ideas. We want to hear from you. Some folks couldn't make our community meetings, which was totally fine. That's why the door to door approach works really well. We still elicited their feedback and shared it back with the community. So every time we come, our group gets bigger and bigger, and we're expecting a big turnout this weekend.
Well, this is tremendous. And what all can we expect on day of, and what all can folks take advantage of?
Absolutely. So leading up to day of is that optional tour just to visualize the spaces, because in our presentation, we're going to focus on what each floor will look like more in a more detailed version. So as you walk in, you know, you'll see this cafeteria building with kitchen equipment that's actually in really good shape. You'll enter through that first floor, you'll see the police substation. And then we have some programming on the first floor with the hot desking, like I mentioned. And then the city, the library and Parks and Rec also have some programming that supplement a lot of the ideas the city, the community had. And the next floor above that, you'll have opportunities for nonprofits to either have a landing place or a satellite or something along those lines. So we're really going to visualize everything we heard from the community on the presentation day. And then we'll celebrate at the end with some food and refreshments. So it'll be a big celebration.
Nice. About how many folks have you know, in your research, about how many folks do you feel will utilize the community center?
Well, it's one. I mean, it's situated right in the center of the community. So we envision, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to 100 or more. The space can certainly hold quite a few folks, but it's really intended to be for all ages. So grandparents coming with children, you know, young families coming together. We're hoping to have community gardens and just assets that really benefit the community in a big way. So all of these ideas came from them. And again, our goal is to just make sure we're bringing that vision to life. But it's going to be heavily used, we imagine.
That is awesome.
And Mike, one of the things that I've loved about listening into a few of the conversations is just the collaboration over competition aspect of it. And, you know, that's one of the things that we at Share really advocate for is combining resources and not having to duplicate new programs all over the city, but being able to have landing spots for different nonprofits to be in the space and maybe do some extended programming, because there really isn't a need for necessarily brand new nonprofits or, you know, in this space. It's just how can we expand the reach of really great programs that are already underway, and also create a home base for organizations that may need a place to land, who are operating out of a coffee shop or in a more mobile way. So I see it as really answering an ongoing need that we have in our community, rather than trying to stand up a brand new nonprofit for the first time. They're just leaning on the expertise that's already in the community.
Well, this is tremendous. It's taking place. The final presentation is taking place Saturday, May 31st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And again, there are activities and things to do. You can tour the building, take advantage of it. And we'll link this up. We'll link up the city page as well as your Facebook page up on this broadcast on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thank you for taking so much time today. We really appreciate it. Megan, so what all is going on with Share?
Well, we're just we're gearing up for a board meeting next week at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, in which we the board approves all the final recommendations for our spring grant cycle. So in the next week and a half, we should be hearing about where all the spring competitive grants have been awarded, which is always a really exciting time, as well as the $100,000 Century Fund. So it's just a really thrilling board meeting to be at, because the committees have been working so hard, and we get to kind of make that final recommendation and approval process from those committees to hear that. So you'll be hearing some announcements coming out from the foundation. And we also have the Dennis Carter Athletic Scholarship Fund golf tournament coming up on the 5th. So that's been rescheduled from May because of weather. And we still have some golfing spots available at London Downs. And that's an afternoon into evening golf opportunity that's launching a brand new athletic scholarship. And speaking of scholarships, we've been busy going to the different high school graduation scholarship opportunities, just awarding the different scholarships that have come out of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. So it's been a busy season for GLCF overall, and certainly an exciting time to be announcing some of those big bigger grants that are coming out of the foundation, but things are hopping over there. You'll be looking for some press release and things coming out. And then on the share side of things, we just have the standard lunch and learns and executive director luncheons. And of course, we'll be at the White Rock event this Friday and Saturday just to hang out with our nonprofit friends. We still have 189 different nonprofits. We do have a summer camps and youth page there that you can access from the homepage. It's just an aggregation of all of the summer camps that are going on in the region that are tied to one of our nonprofit partners. And certainly many have filled up for the season because school does end in 7.5 days for Lynchburg City. Counting down every minute.
Oh, I am fully aware. Our youngest is just counting the days, minutes.
7.5. Yep, yeah. They're going to do the rings, you know, the paper rings to tear off like we do that countdown for Christmas soon. So anyway, Share is a wonderful resource to find, you know, over 100 ways to volunteer and wonderful events coming up in the community. This is a big time for spring and summer events. So make sure if you're a nonprofit, you get those up there. We have job opportunities and board opportunities. And all of this content from this interview will be, you know, listed in our blog that will live on the site as well. And in our newsletter coming out this Thursday. So lots going on.
Absolutely. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform, please get in contact with Megan Huffman because you need to be. The Share platform is absolutely positively free. And there are so many ways for folks to connect, volunteer, attend events and shop for these nonprofit organizations right from the Share platform. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And you can learn more about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. All right, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. And good luck this weekend with your unveiling event. We really appreciate you guys and everything that you're doing for our community.
Thank you so much. It's very nice to meet you, Mike.
And absolutely. Thank
you, yeah, thanks, Sharon. I appreciate you joining us today and look forward to seeing you this Friday and Saturday coming up.
Wonderful.
Very cool. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, hi. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you may like it. I've seen this a bunch of times. It's been shared all over social media now. A YouTuber made a video that looks like a retro TV newscast, but it appears like the anchor and reporters are talking about imminent doom, but in a really funny way. Here is part of it.
Breaking news, everything is bad. It's just as terrible as you imagined and probably worse. With more, we go to Tom Lee Cruz. Tom Lee.
We're all endangered.
What can we do?
Absolutely nothing.
It was good knowing you, Tom Lee.
I can't say the same.
That was unnecessary. We're just now getting in reports that all the children have exploded. They will be missed. Let's check in with Olivia Lee Rodrigo. Olivia Lee, where are you?
That's none of your business. Do you hear that? Cut the music. Do you hear that?
What do you hear?
That's the sound of us slowly dying. Can you hear it?
I can hear it. It's louder in my left ear.
Lord. All right, there's a TikTok trend of grown men calling their guy buddies and wishing them sweet dreams at bedtime. Here are three examples with entertaining reactions from their bros.
I'll just call and tell you good night, sweet dreams.
I'm about to lay down, bro. I'm about to get into bed. I just want to call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dreams.
Why are you telling me good night?
I hope you sleep tight, bro.
What do you have going? What? Sweet dream? I'm a grown. What's going? Are you good?
Yeah, bro. I can't wish that you sleep good tonight.
Don't call my phone. Which means you going to sleep tight.
Hey, I was just calling to say goodnight.
Are you joking?
No.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I don't remember the last time someone said goodnight to me.
I just want to call and tell you good night, sweet dreams.
What are you doing?
I just want to call and tell you good night, bro. I hope you sleep tight tonight.
It's been so many nights. You haven't called me to say good night, but tonight is the night you want to call me and say good night.
Yeah.
What's happening? You all right?
Yeah, bro. I just hope you have sweet dreams tonight.
You want a hug?
All right. A man in the UK. I said a man in the UK. There he is. Was fired after he did a virtual work call without wearing pants. Now, that's not so bad because everybody pretty much did that. Well, even worse, he wasn't wearing any underwear either. Again, not the worst thing that's happened on a Zoom call. He did accidentally flash his bits when he partially closed his laptop screen.
Don't you hate pants?
Yeah, that was what was said. How does this graduation ceremony sound? Here, I'm going to play... Well, I guess I'll just play the whole thing and then tell you what it is.
Kelly Danko, Sophia Cicero, Emily Acosta, Sabrina Alley, Jeremy Brosnick,
Hayden Tops,
Caitlin Egan, Sierra James.
All right, so that was an AI voice or voices that were featured at the commencement ceremony at Pace University. Each graduate had their name phonetically spelled out, and when scanned from their cell phone, it was read over the loudspeaker. All right. Oh, man, a mysterious Ouija board with a demon named Steven. That should be today's episode. I realize I was going to call it the most Monday-ist Tuesday ever. But no. A demon named Steven said the world is going to end on May 27th of 2025. Wait, that's today. Here is the woman that says she and her husband have been talking to it since 2013 and decided to wait until now to share the conversation.
Me and my husband have essentially been talking to some thing on a Ouija board that goes by the name of Seven, who has been telling us that the world is going to end May 27th, 2025. And I have pages and pages and pages of our correspondence with this thing. I don't know what any of this is, but it felt like the right time to share this with people. TikTok felt like the right place for it. Let me know. Help me save Seven.
Okay, so not Steven. Seven. Because reading is fundamental, Mike. Take two. A mysterious Ouija board demon named Seven said the world will end on May 27th of 2025. Hey, that's today! I'm not going to make you go through the whole thing again. And if today is, it's been nice knowing you. Not really. All right. It was the biggest Memorial Day weekend in box office history. Mission Impossible. The Final Reckoning was debuted over the weekend. Lilo and Stitch, the live action version, also debuted, and we took Maddie to Alamo Drafthouse in Charlottesville to see it. The most expensive movie trip I've ever been part of. With tickets. Because it wasn't just us. It was us and Maddie and her friend and Papa, plus lunch, plus popcorn, plus everything else. $250. I shit you not. $250. I mean, it was cool. We got to sit in recliners. We got served a meal. We had beers. We had waiters and people to bust the tables. $250. What the? Anyway, in sports, Tom Brady appeared at the Indianapolis 500 pre-race ceremony on Sunday, and it seems the locals haven't forgotten Deflategate from the 2014 AFC title game, or whatever. For whatever reason, Brady got booed. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Now that it's the unofficial beginning of summer, and it's 57 degrees with light rain, here's comedian Andy Smith on her childhood camping memories.
My parents used to take me camping every year. Not like wilderness camping. They'd take me to some campground somewhere. You guys ever been to a campground? Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's basically a bunch of people who don't live in a trailer park yet like to vacation there. A lot of tube tops running around. A lot of drunken elderly people. I just tried to fit in. That's what I did. I just tried to fit in. I just kind of hung out with everybody else in some lot somewhere. Right? Like, what? Ed caught 40 bluegill. Oh, well, pass the dirty ketchup. This is living. I wonder what the poor people are doing.
All right, that's your Audio Vault. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Da News. Idiot. A 27-year-old in Alabama named Ryan Hernandez was pulled over last Wednesday because he was swerving all over the place. The police conducted a field sobriety test, which he failed. Then the police noticed an infant strapped into a car seat in the rear of the vehicle. So this guy wasn't just putting his own life on the line, as well as the lives of others on the road, but he was also endangering a 2-month-old baby in the back seat. Ryan was arrested on a slew of charges: DUI, reckless endangerment, possession of an open container, improper lane usage, driving without insurance, and operating a vehicle with an expired tag. He posed for a mugshot at the station, and at the time he was wearing a shirt that said, "You nailed it." The shirt seems to be for a construction company called Evermore Homes. It's unclear if he works there. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 13-year-old girl in California beat up a grown man who tried to attack her. She says she was walking home from school when a guy jumped out from between two cars and tried to punch her. But she knows how to handle herself because she's taken jiu-jitsu classes for 3 years. She was able to fight him off and run home and was uninjured. Police are still looking for the suspect. Here's her sensei, Michael Blackburn, talking about the escape.
Halfway home, a gentleman was standing in between two cars and he stepped out to punch her in the face. She punched him, she wrapped it, got him in a headlock, kneed him a couple of times, spun him around, threw him on the ground, and she had stepped on his foot doing all this, and when she threw him to the ground, she broke his ankle. I told her we were proud of her, and she did exactly what she was supposed to do.
Yikes, and that is the good news. Luckily, she is okay. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Bye. Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.